There was a Brian Ferry song in the 70s called Love is a Drug, but I always thought that surfing was just as much a drug. It gets into you.
Welcome back to another installment of the Doofa Diaries. As always, you are joined by your host, Ben Curdy, as we dive into another story from time gone by. Just a little precursor for this episode, today you'll be hearing from Peter Grolton. Pete grew up in the 60s in Parramatta, and because he was nowhere near the beach, he spent a lot of time exploring the east coast of Australia and then subsequently the world. This was in the age before Mark Richards had popularised the twin fin setup in his run of world titles between 79 and 82, so all they were riding before were heavily glassed long single fins. Pete is now a retired builder who resides in Sandy Beach on the mid-north coast of New South Wales with his wife, Robin.
That's me, Bradley. But I tend to think, well, you know, we were just the lucky ones.
And so, this is Pete's account of his time in South Africa when he and his mate Cole Brown were about 23, driving an unregistered 64 Merc in search of waves that were near undiscovered by anyone but themselves. Now, I present to you the Elands Tribes.
Okay, young Ben, I'm going to tell you a little story. But before I begin, I should mention that another travelling surfer pointed out to me as we sat on some far distant beach that it is mostly only the unprepared traveller that has the serious adventures. That fact, that my 3 years on the road produced an extraordinary amount of outrageous adventure, perhaps is an indicator of how ill-prepared I was. This little story is indicative of just that. It's early 1977. We, that's Cole and I, had been in South Africa for a little under a year. In this time, we had worked in a number of different places. We'd managed to forge some trade certificates indicating that we were qualified fitter and turners. And so had begun working on oil refinery shutdowns, etc. We had also travelled all around South Africa, surfing some of the best waves in the world, notably Jay Bay and the wonderful blue waters of the southeast coast and the powerful cold water waves of the southwest. My bank balance was getting low, so I desperately needed some money to finance the next stage of our adventure, which was to go north through Kenya and Malawi. We managed to get a start on an ammunition plant shutdown in Johannesburg. So in a shutdown, the whole plant is shut down and all the machinery is pulled apart and repaired or replaced. Obviously, the important bit is to remember which part went where. Anyhow, we managed to get most of it all back in there. And so we were on the night shifts. So we did 12 hours a night for 28 nights straight. And by the end of the stint, we were both just a gibbering mess. But at last, we were cashed up, figuring before heading north, we deserved one last taste of South African surf. So we loaded up the old Benz, a 1964 grey tank on wheels, and set off for Elands Bay, some 800 miles southwest. Big trip. Anyhow, with 14 hours driving up, we'd been racing along a dirt track that was supposed to be a main highway for over an hour. There had been a couple of cars going the opposite direction and they'd flashed their lights and waved. Not a common thing in South Africa. So we waved back. There were some road closed signs, but where they pointed, there was no road at any rate. and on we trucked. It was just on midnight when we came racing around a rather nasty bend, and Jesus, whomp! We raced straight into the middle of an overflow and raging river. Shit, Cole, come on, keep going. She stalled, man. Oh no. As the water began to seep through the driver's side door, I stripped off my clothes and jumped out of the passenger side into powering thigh deep water. Got around to the back and started to push. Cole climbed out the passenger side to help, and as he did, the driver's side lifted off the bottom and threatened to roll over with the strength of the current. So I jumped on the boot and it came back down, and so we started to push. Now, pushing 2 tonne of Mercedes-Benz uphill against a raging torrent in the middle of a flooded river is not a terribly easy task. But everything I own is in this car, everything from surfboard to passport to toothbrush, and it's all about to be washed down a river in the middle of nowhere, and Christ, I'm going to push the shit out of this car. Which is what we did. We cursed and strained and ripped our feet to pieces on the river bottom. But we moved to and eventually reached shallow water. Try starting a car. Sure enough, the ever unreliable Benz burst to life. Best sound I've ever heard in my life. We drove up on the dry road, changed our clothes, had a smoke, and thanked our lucky stars. And so we set off again. 5 minutes later, we came racing around another nasty bend. This time, we managed to stop before hitting the water. Once again, the road disappeared into madly racing water. And once again, I stripped off my clothes and waddled out to see if there was a way through. The flow, even at ankle deep, threatened to drag me downstream. I reached the middle where the water was just as deep as the other, but this looked even worse. There was more to this one. I was standing on an old concrete bridge and half of one side had caved away with the force of the flood. And the water down there looked awful, awful deep. Madly racing currents and whirlpools everywhere. I got back in the car and said to Cole, I don't think we can make it, man. Well, we've got it. We can't stay here, cut off in the world. Okay, says I, but I want you to know that I'm seriously shitting myself. So we hit it. Halfway across, the flow started to drag us toward the edge. The sound of angry waters echoed around us. I'm thinking, I'm about to go over Niagara Falls. And just when it all seemed like we were lost, we started to rise up on the other side. We made it. Up onto safe dry land, another smoke. Untold praise to the old Benz and a little uncontrolled nervous laughter, and then back on our merry way. Some sore feet and a lot of very wet belongings were our only legacies. But when I think of what could have been, I still feel a little flutter. Huey must have been smiling on us that night. The next morning, we were at Villains Bay. We were greeted by perfect left-hand tubes breaking all the way along the point. And of course, only us to enjoy them. We spent 2 weeks at Elands and surfed ourselves absolutely stupid. Then we packed up, drove down to Cape Town, sold the old Benz to the boss of the Cape Coloured criminal community, and jumped on a train to Joburg. And a couple of days later, flew out for Nairobi. And the next chapter in our ever-widening misadventures begin. That's me, Bradley.